Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad we're about to go to Buffalo, New York?
Oh, absolutely.
For the National Buffalo Wing Festival.
Very excited. Yes. Very excited, Chris.
Yeah,
we are excited.
Spreading our wings for our first joint international podcasting thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Shuffling off to Buffalo.
Buffalo Wings. They're from Buffalo, New York, right?
That's the story. So we're going to go off and explore all of that.
All right.
Now we're both attending the National Buffalo Wing Festival.
Okay, that's in Buffalo at Salim Field. I think it's something like 80,000 people.
Something like that's the baseball stadium, I believe.
Football.
Is it a football stadium?
Yeah, okay. Buffalo Bills. Yeah.
There we go. You know more about this later.
USA.
We've got 2 days. Where are we? So it's a 1 week today. So the Labor Day weekend every year for the last 18 years.
USA Labor Day.
Yes.
End of August, beginning of September, yeah.
And we are there. They're expecting 60,000, 70,000 people.
Wow.
Last year, I think there were representatives of every U.S. state visiting.
Okay.
The wing is a big deal, and Buffalo is the spiritual home.
It's not just us going over there. There's going to be an international contingent.
Indeed. No, we've been
in our posse.
So we're taking. We're helping. Some local guys, the Orange Buffalo team, who've been doing sort of street food and bits and pieces around London.
Real pioneers in the street food scene too.
But seven years they've been going. And they've just opened their first kind of bricks and mortar place down in Tooting.
Yeah.
Hopefully, touch wood, excuse me for tapping the barrel that we're recording on. They're going to be launching the sauces, the range of sauces into supermarkets and stuff, hopefully this year. We've got to manage to help them get out to Buffalo to compete.
All right,
on an international.
You might even help them out a little bit there.
Hopefully.
I've met up with them recently, Neil. I've sat down with them. I know you know that Nick and Mike, the guys who started Orange Buffalo. I sat down with them. So we're going to have that in this series, my interview with them before the festival. They'll probably catch up with them with the recorder on there. Maybe even talk to them afterward. Talk to some other people while we're there on the ground.
Yeah, hoping to. The founder of the festival is a guy called Drew Cesar, or to give him his now official title, is Drew the Winking Cesar. He apparently will be recognizable via his chicken wing hat.
All right.
Which I wish I was making up, but if you look online, you'll find lots of photos of Drew Cesar wearing chicken wings, which I suspect we will be doing. In a slightly different way next week. We get to, I believe we're going to get a chance to judge some of the competition as well.
Fantastic, all right, yeah. Go to the home, there's a bar, what is it, Anchor?
So Anchor Bar is the spiritual home of the Buffalo Wings. Various stories how it came to be. Something like the owner's son turned up late one evening, wanted something to eat. There wasn't much apart from some previously fried chicken wings, and the chef tossed them in some Frank's hot sauce that was in the kitchen, served them with a little sort of blue cheese, and the rest is history. And it became, they've been doing it for 50 odd years, but we're going to go to the Anchor Bar and we'll learn a little more about the history. Hopefully we'll catch up with Drew as well. The festival came about through ridiculous means of not existing until a character in a Bill Murray movie mentioned he was going to the Buffalo Wing Festival.
You're never more than a few degrees away from a great Bill Murray story. So was it, what was it?
Osmosis? It's called Osmosis Jones.
Yeah.
So it's a cartoon. It was a sort of live action meets cartoon. He plays a compulsive eater.
Right,
and
I like
his and his dream is to go to the Buffalo Wing Festival. It didn't exist. Drew sees the film, thought, why doesn't it exist? And started it. It's as simple as that. So
and
Bill Murray.
Taking over an American football stadium. Millions of wings consumed, I would imagine, over a weekend.
It's something, talking to the Orange Buffalo guys, they were told to make enough sauce to coat, I think it's 12,000 wings. And they've got, and they're one of about 60 exhibitors.
Okay, wow.
So you're looking at potentially, yeah, best part of a million wings.
That's nothing to cluck at.
Half a million very angry chickens.
Yeah. I think this recording is going well, but we're not inserting enough puns.
There is a lot we could do. We should have pressed the button earlier.
All right. And so we're going to call this series Spread It, Dip It, Wing It. That's what we're doing now.
And I'm going to be smearing hot sauce all over our bodies next weekend.
Yes, smear it, baby. Smear
accidentally,
it.
Deliberately, we're not sure which.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to this, man.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
And I hope the one listener out there who hasn't touched the off button yet, or the delete button, or the implode button, is looking forward to it too. So we're going to be pumping out that interview I did with the Orange Buffalo guys very soon after this is released. And then we'll keep doing it as we've got.
Absolutely. And obviously all over the social media as well, I suspect. It's been wiping blue cheese sauce off my phone and posting things on Instagram at Dine Hard. I'm sure you'll be doing the same.
At Tiki Chris. And then also we are allconsumedpod.com and at allconsumedpod. And so celery stalk us. Online. We're also on Apple Podcast. So find us there and please subscribe and leave a review. That'd be fantastic. Yeah? We should say that more often.
We should.
It means a lot.
It'd be nice.
We probably shouldn't say anything else.
No, it'd be nice to hear from our listener.
Yes. So let us know, Mom. All right.
Me in hot sauce and call me Shirley.
Shirley.